There are three things that Isabella knows. One, Edward is a vampire. Two, there's a part of him, how big a part she isn't sure, that truly thirsts for her blood. And three, she is unconditionally and irrevocably in love with him. Of course, Isabella never planned on falling in love with a vampire. It's not the kind of thing you put in your day planner. Tuesday, 4 p.m., fall in love with blood-sucking undead monster. Nope. Imagine going to your boyfriend's house for dinner to meet his parents, knowing that under other circumstances, you'd be the main course. Isabella knows that loving Edward is dangerous. She even suspects that she may be putting her family, everyone else she cares about, at risk. But what Isabella doesn't realize is that Edward and his family aren't the only vampires in town. Read a very different kind of love story. Read Twilight by Stephanie Meyer.